From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed and dozens more were wounded. It drew immediate condemnation from Stefan Dujarric, a spokesman for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Iran's Revolutionary Guard blames Saudi Arabia, a charge that Riyadh has denied. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai called it a rare terrorist incident. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed what he called these fireworks and said it would have no effect on Iran. President Hassan Rouhani said the country would be more united than ever in the fight against terrorism. Suspected Boko Haram militants launched an attack against the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Wednesday. Explosions and heavy gunfire could be heard for nearly an hour, prompting thousands to flee. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The Nigerian military said it contained the attack. North Korea Thursday launched what South Korea described as several land-to-ship missiles off its eastern coast. It's the latest in a series of missile tests despite tightening international sanctions. The cruise missiles flew about 200 kilometers. The latest launches come a week after the UN Security Council imposed fresh targeted sanctions on Pyongyang. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's private lawyer said Mr. Trump feels totally vindicated by the release of former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation James Comey's testimony, who insisted the president was not a target of an FBI probe of Russia's alleged influence in last year's election. Comey is to appear before a Senate panel later Thursday. Meanwhile, the two top U.S. intelligence officials told lawmakers Wednesday that they did not feel inappropriately pressured by the White House to dismiss allegations of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Meanwhile, the president announced he intends to nominate defense lawyer Christopher Wray to replace Comey at the head of the FBI. Mr. Trump Wednesday offered to mediate the diplomatic crisis between several Arab states and Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. Mr. Trump made the offer during a call to Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, Anwar Gargash, told the Associated Press Wednesday that Qatar must expel members of Hamas, stop its support of al-Qaeda-linked groups, and rein in media outlets, including the Doha-based Al Jazeera, in order to end the dispute. Qatar has denied supporting terrorism, and Kuwait is trying to mediate the crisis. Myanmar's military Thursday said it located the wreckage of a transport plane with more than 120 military personnel and family members on board in the Andaman Sea. The Chinese-made Y-8 turboprop disappeared Wednesday after takeoff from a southern town en route to Yangon. The Secretary General of South Africa's ruling African National Congress said President Jacob Zuma could be removed as head of state following a party conference in December. Mr. Zuma has been beset by allegations of mismanagement and corruption and has survived several no-confidence motions. Gwede Montashe also acknowledged that persistent allegations Mr. Zuma is providing lucrative state contracts to the wealthy Gupta family are quite damaging to the ANC's reputation. China Thursday reported strong exports and imports for May, exports rising nearly 9%, while imports expanded about 15%, giving the country a nearly $41 billion trade surplus for May. Last month, Moody investors downgraded China's credit rating, citing slowing growth and rising debt. The hour's top story, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.